After the DA last week exposed the latest abuse contained in the ministerial handbook, whereby ministers and deputy ministers are exempted from paying for water and electricity at their residences, we can today announce that we are also filing a complaint with the public protector calling for the complete abolition of the handbook. The DA has spent many years exposing and fighting back against the abuse of taxpayer money contained in the ministerial handbook, which provides outrageous benefits to ministers who are already paid 2.4 million rand per year. But as the public outcry following the DA's latest revelations confirms, President Cyril Ramaphosa has now gone a step too far by forcing South Africans to pay the private electricity and water bills for the very same ministers who have robbed citizens of access to these critical services. Therefore, the DA is approaching the public protector to investigate the legality of the ministerial handbook in its entirety. Our legal research suggests that there is no law that even provides for the existence of this handbook. If this is correct, it means that the handbook is ultra vires. It exists outside of the constitution and outside of the law, meaning that all of its provisions would be illegal and that the president's dictatorial powers to decide on benefits for his cabinet colleagues would be unacceptable and scrapped. The DA believes that it is a conflict of interest for the president to decide on perks for a cabinet that he belongs to. Instead, it is Parliament that should have the power to decide where there may be certain cases where benefits such as security measures or transport may be warranted for ministers. As the champion of good governance and anti-corruption in South Africa, the DA is determined to put an end to these abuses by scrapping the ministerial handbook in its entirety.